Hi, and welcome to The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge from the Heart City of Valentine, welcoming you and hope you enjoy these next few minutes sharing some good things happening around all over. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. The Tri-State Livestock News is an ideal way for your business to connect with farmers and ranchers who make up your target audience. Make sure you check them out today. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And this is what some people are saying about yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish. Great store, fabulous antiques, great seasoned dealers with quality stuff and lots of fun decorating items too. Call Yesterday's Antiques at 605-642-5884. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. I have another one of those great cowboy stories that you loved so much the other day about the artist that was going to draw, so the cowboy shot him.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, I remember.
Something like that, only this is called A Bowl of Chowder. A young cowboy walks into the saloon. He sits at the counter and notices an old cowboy with his arms folded, staring blankly at a full bowl of chowder. After 15 minutes of just sitting there staring at it, the young cowboy bravely asked the old cowboy, "If you ain't going to eat that, mind if I do?" The older cowboy slowly turns his head toward the young wrangler and in his best cowboy manner says, "Nah, go ahead." Eagerly, the young cowboy reaches over and slides the bowl over to his place and starts spooning it in with delight. He gets nearly down to the bottom and notices a dead mouse.
Ew.
The sight was shocking, and he immediately barfed up the chowder back into the bowl. The old cowboy looks over at him and quietly says, "Yep, that's about as far as I got, too." Now I'm going to start educating you folks out there. Some cowboy slang, lingo, and jargon, okay?
Okay, get me up to speed.
So this is the saying and then what it really means. So a hog killing time. You know what that really means?
Mm-mm.
A real good time. A lick and a promise. To do haphazardly is what that means. Bill just gave it a lick and a promise. And the third one, above snakes. If you were above snakes, you were above ground, meaning still alive.
Oh, that's good.
And ace high. That was first class and respected, such as he was an ace high hand. And ace in the hole. And that was a hideout or a hidden gun. Some cowboy slang, lingo, and jargon that you might want to know about if you haven't heard those in the Old West movies. So just thought I'd share a few of those. More to come on other Good Stuff programs. Let's see what Kim has today.
I've got some rules that you did not learn in school. This was sent in by Stephen, but I don't know his last name, and this is what it goes by. Here are some basic rules that children should be learning in school, but sometimes they're not. Not all have to do with academics. So one of the rules, life is not fair. Get used to it. The average teenager uses the phrase, "That's not fair," 8.5 times a day.
A day.
A day. Here's another rule. The real world won't care as much about your self-esteem as much as your school does. It'll expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself. This may come as a shock. Usually when inflated self-esteem meets reality, kids complain. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. Another rule. Sorry, you won't make $40,000 a year right out of high school, and you won't be a vice president or have a car phone either. This is maybe a little older.
Could be dated.
Yep, that's right. You may even have to wear a uniform that doesn't have a label. Another rule, if you think your teacher is tough, wait until you get a boss. He doesn't have tenure, so he tends to be a bit edgier. When you screw up, he's not going to ask you how you feel about it.
Life ain't fair.
That's right. Flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for burger flipping. They called it opportunity. They weren't embarrassed making minimum wage either. They would have been embarrassed to sit around talking about Kurt Cobain all weekend.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Another rule, your school may have done away with winners and losers. Life hasn't. In some schools, they'll give you as many times as you want to get the right answer. Failing grades have been abolished and class valedictorians scrapped, lest anyone's feelings be hurt. And to wrap it up, life is not divided into semesters and you don't get summers off, not even Easter break. They expect you to show up every day for 8 hours and you don't get a new life every 10 weeks. It just goes on and on. While we're at it, very few jobs are interesting in fostering your self-expression are helping you find yourself, fewer still lead to self-realization. Those are just some of the rules that should be taught at school, and that's the good stuff.